So we've seen you play twice now. We got to watch you for CRS, and you played for our lunch the other day. I mean, I can't wait to see you on the big stage.
I know.
Oh, me too. Yes.
And you have a single out right now called Make You Mine.
Mm-hmm. It's so catchy. It gets stuck in my head.
That's the goal, make them catchy. Right. But yeah, it's a fun song. I like to think of it as like a confident girl song. Like the hook is make me want to make you mine.
Yes.
And I feel like I have so many girlfriends that are like, oh, this guy, you know, and he's not seeing what I think I'm cool, you know, but he's not seeing that. I'm having to change myself. And it's like, you don't have to.
No.
You know?
Absolutely not.
You have to, like, they need to convince me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
If I'm bringing you into my life, like, you need to enhance it. So, I mean, like,
yeah, exactly.
I relate.
Tell
yes,
me
girl.
Why
yes,
I should
girl.
Keep you.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. What are you bringing to the table? Mm-hmm. Do you know
For
what
sure.
times, like, restaurants open and close? Like, just, like, basic stuff. Just basic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like Make You Mine is a fun way of saying that. It's, like, it's flirty, too.
Yeah,
so,
I know. It's super cute.
I love
Thank
it.
You.
I love it.
Thank
so what do you have going on for the rest of CMA Fest?
So today I get to come hang with y'all, and then I get to go to my CMT Next Women Girls. We're going to do a little round at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them all again. We're all kind of like in the same like age group,
right.
and we're all coming up together. So it's
the
like
01 babies.
The 01 babies, for sure. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I have a song, 01, coming out June 23rd, the day of my Opry debut.
Yay.
So,
Tell us about that song, because I love hearing the story behind it.
So I was scrolling on TikTok one day, and I saw Kendall Jenner, and she was, you know, beautiful. And she's talking about how she picks herself apart. And her therapist was like, you know what you should do? You should get a picture of yourself when you were little and put it in your mirror. That way, if you're ever picking yourself apart, you're also picking herself apart. And that really hit me. And I wrote a song called The Girl Born in 01, but it's called 01. And it's a song to her and basically apologizing for being so harsh to myself and to her.
We've all done it.
That.
We've all done
We've
it.
All
That's
done
another,
it.
Like, empowerment song as well.
It really is.
You're all about the girls.
I'm a girl's girl. I can't help it. I really can't.
Girl's girl. So every time we've seen you, you've been wearing the cutest stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
So where do you like to shop? Because I kind of want that dress.
No.
So I wish,
dress from yesterday.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you. I have a stylist. Her name is Tiffany. She also styles Miranda Lambert.
Oh.
Which is really cool. So I get to wear like Idyllwind boots sometimes and stuff.
God. I wore my Idyllwind boots yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes,
they're
I wore them
best.
For my wedding. And then
That's
so
amazing.
I wear them all the time.
Yes, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. And she's awesome and she just gets me. And I love like florals. I love a good like long dress with fun sleeves.
So cute.
And when we get done, I'll show y'all my Opry dress too. Because I picked that out. I just had my fitting for that.
Yes.
Tiffany in my life.
Me too.
I'm very thankful for Tiffany. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so we play a game with all of our artists. It's called Burning Questions. They are burning.
Are they?
So if you want to pick a few and like decide which one you want to answer, the other saucy.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God. What is the weirdest interaction you've ever had with a fan?
Like, do you get some weird DMs or people stalk you? And
I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, the weirdest, though. Yeah.
Anybody ever offer you, like, a foot massage? Or?
Yes, actually.
Really? Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I was joking.
There's been one of that. There's been one that called, I think he called me his wife. And he would, like, send, like, paragraphs of, like, you know, what I would do as a wife.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So that's kind of weird.
That's a pretty weird interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful for my fans that, like, know
well,
me now.
Right.
But that's probably the weirdest.
That's like, that's
pretty strange.
It is a little strange. There's some weird people out there, but,
it happens.
Know, we got to watch out for them. And
yeah.
Be cautious, but yeah.
So you can do that nowadays for anybody. So
yeah. Exactly. For sure.
You do. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we love you and love
Thank
that we got
you.
To talk to you, and we're gonna send you with a sticker and a shot glass.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
And the shot glasses turn colors when you put liquid in them, so
yes, girl.
They'll be purple.
Yes, girl.
Wait, they're purple?
Yeah.
I love this. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
All right. I need to see the Opry dress.